Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's funny actually because I got to meet the president of Sierra Leone.
What?
When he was over in the UK. Yeah, so
is it because your mum's a politician?
Yeah, she wasn't even a politician then, but she was kind of in the political arena, I guess.
Right.
But it was my cousin that was a politician, and he was over with the president, so he invited us over. So I got to meet him, I was speaking to him, and we were just talking about ideas about, you know, how can we get more Sierra Leoneans to go back home? How can we get them more interested in Sierra Leone? And I was like, yeah, it's true. How can we do that?
Hi, welcome to Blackticulate, a podcast series featuring UK young black professionals, where we find out how they do what they do, so you can too. Or not. After all, it is your life.
Guys, I'm not even going to lie to you, man. Me and Leandre, we had a conversation for about half an hour and it was legit. It was fire. Was it not fire?
It was fire. I was in my role.
Yeah, I don't know if we can actually, we can mimic that, but we'll try. Guys, this is Leandre Kakai. I'm sorry, like I mentioned, your parents are most definitely going to kill me for saying that. But for those of my peoples who don't know who you are, please tell them who you are, what you do, where you're from, and we'll just chop it up from there. I'm sorry, is this a repeat? But you know what? Take two.
Okay, so I'm Leandre Kakai, and I'm the director and founder of My African Passport, which is a travel and tourism organization promoting African countries.
Awesome. Now, before we get into exactly how you do that and specifically the practical tools, so those who do want to also do it can, let's actually, you know, get into a little bit of a background. You know, you don't identify yourself as Black British, do you? I mean, what was growing up like? Because I think, unless I'm mistaken, you came from Sierra Leone at the age of 4.
Yes, I did, yeah. So my parents were over here. Then they brought me over, my brother over. And, you know, grew up here, went to school here. I didn't actually go back to Sierra Leone until I was about 22.
Oh, so when you moved there from age of 4, the next time you went back was at age of 22?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And your parents never sort of wanted to push you to go back? Or
no, you know what they did, because they used to go back every year.
Oh, okay.
Well, obviously, you know, the civil war happened, right. The country was getting back up to speed, and I was at school, at uni, just it wasn't the right time to go. And finally they took us all.
Yeah, amazing. And when you say all, how many of you are there?
3.
Gotcha. Perfect. So your parents moved you because, like, why?
They wanted a better future for us. I think that's probably the honest truth. Sierra Leone at that time wasn't really a good place to bring up children from their point of view. And they came over, then they brought us over. And I think they say they made the right decision, because just after we came over, then the civil war started.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Guys, I mean, this isn't a history podcast, so you're going to have to do your history. And I don't want to take up too much of Leander's time to explain the Civil War. What I'm quite curious, though, and if you could possibly help me out with, is it's a big decision to uproot yourself from where you've grown up and where you live to go elsewhere under the hope that there's a better life. So what were your parents doing when they came to, I guess, England?
They were cleaning toilets, cooking in kitchens.
Oh, wow.
All the dirt jobs.
Yeah. The ones where the foreigners are taking all the jobs.
Exactly, rhetoric. Yeah. Exactly, okay. Yeah. So, you know, they had to really graft and work hard.
Amazing. You know. And what do they do now?
Oh, now my mum's a politician.
Jeez.
Back in Sierra Leone. So they moved back to Sierra Leone, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. You know, sometimes you hear those people like, oh, we're only going to go to Europe for a little while, get some money and go back home. A lot of them don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, my parents actually did go back.
Gotcha.
You know, so they will obviously learn a lot of stuff from here. They want to take back their experience and skills that they learned from over in the UK and help the country. So
yeah. Oh, amazing. Okay, so I'm gonna ask if that's cool and if you can recall like your professional like steps until you got to where you are right now. Like what was your roles, what was your job? You know, just give us everything.
So I went to uni. I studied international business and German.
And, international business and German?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you fluent in German?
Ambition.
I have no clue what she just said, but I'm sure it's legit. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And after uni, during uni, I was working for the NHS part-time. So I was doing like little admin jobs. Then I went into working for the NHS full time for about a year afterwards. Then after that, I moved on. I worked for a property estate agent.
Property estate agent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God, what was I doing after that? No, after that, then I went back to the NHS, worked for a little bit more. And I thought, you know what? I can't do this anymore. Like, you know, I was kind of figuring out what I wanted to do. I did a bit of fashion. I really enjoyed that. But it was so difficult to get into fashion back in the day. And then I started thinking about, you know, what I could do to help my country, what I could do to help Africa.
Okay.
I traveled for a bit.
Right.
I traveled in Europe, traveled to America. Then I started thinking, you know, why am I traveling to all these other places when I've not even touched on my continent? I don't even know what it's like.
Right, yeah.
I don't even know what the people are like. Then I thought, you know what, I'm going to start traveling in Africa just to get a bit more knowledge on the continent itself, look into more of the history, the culture. You know, why we do certain things. Where did jollof come from?
Jollof is lit. Niger jollof. Anyway, we'll get into that.
Even though it didn't come from Niger.
Before I start getting all these comments.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I wanted to learn a bit more about where I was from.
Right.
And where the people were from on the continent as well. So I started traveling.
That's expensive pursuit, traveling.
It is expensive, actually. It really, really is expensive. But I think more like to experience different cultures, different foods. You don't really think about the money, you know. You more think about, you know what, I'd rather have this memory than have, I don't know, 10, 20 grand in my bank account I'm not doing anything with, I guess. So yeah. For me, it's more about the experience. I don't go on holiday to shop.
Okay.
You know, I just go really indulge myself in the people, their languages, their culture, what they do, where they rave, where they, you know, spend their day. That's the stuff that I like doing.
Yeah, amazing. So really ingrain yourself into
exactly.
the culture. But I guess how, this is going to be a personal question and I hope you don't mind sharing, but how can you financially afford it?
I think my saying is you do whatever you want to do. You spend your money on whatever you want to spend it on. You know, so I'm not a designer baby. I don't buy designer wear.
I don't know, guys. You should be seeing Leander right now. She's looking kind of crisp still. What are you talking about? You look like £1 million and then so.
I'm sure all this stuff was bought for me. Trust me. I don't spend my money.
Okay. Wow. I need friends like yours.
So I think,
you do whatever you want to do.
Exactly.
Okay, so now you're traveling, now you're ingraining yourself, and I'm starting to see the route into potentially this My African Passport. Mm-hmm. What was a trigger for you saying, you know what, hey, I need to have this brand and I need to make it become a viable business? Help us.
It's funny actually, because I got to meet the president of Sierra Leone
what?
When he was over in the UK. Yeah, so
is it because your mum's a politician?
Yeah, she wasn't even a politician then, but she was kind of in the political arena, I guess.
Right.
But it was my cousin that was a politician, and he was over with the president, so he invited us over. So I got to meet him, I was speaking to him, and we were just talking about ideas about, you know, how can we get more Sierra Leoneans to go back home? How can we get them more interested in Sierra Leone? And I was like, yeah, it's true. How can we do that? So then the idea came about, you know, what can I do to kind of encourage Africans to go back to Africa, you know, wherever you're from? So I thought, you know what, I can't really talk on a subject if I've never been there myself.
Right.
You know, obviously I had been to Sierra Leone already, but I mean, how can I be talking about other African countries when I've never seen them myself?
Yeah.
You know, I can't really encourage someone to do something if I've not done it. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to create something that's going to help me, like a channel to be able to talk about my experiences and to hopefully inspire and encourage other people to do the same and, you know, travel Africa and go back. So that's where MAP came up.
Right.
And
love that name, by the way. Yeah. Love that. My African Passport, people. You need to check it out because this is audio, so you can do two things at once. So it's www.myafricanpassport.org. Gotcha.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just literally about me traveling to these different countries, doing certain things and giving people tips as well. If they ever wanted to go out there, you know, tips on how they can get there, which airlines go there, how much tickets would cost, the best time of year to go if you're just going to visit. And yeah, lots of other handy tips, like, you know, where you can shop and get little things from the market.
What about safety? Because I know that tends to be a big concern.
Yeah, there's a lot of safety. There's a lot on, like, you know, where you can stay. Airbnb is quite good. Did some projects with them as well.
Ooh. Tell us about that. Airbnb. Yeah. Can you be allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. They wanted to increase the number of houses and flats and stuff that they had in Sierra Leone. So I just helped them on a project to be able to kind of promote Airbnb to Sierra Leoneans who had properties that they could rent out for tourists. So nice. So that was quite good. But on the safety aspect,
contract with Airbnb.
Yeah. There's a couple of tips on, you know, how to use taxis, how to talk to people, where to go, where not to go, that kind of thing. So there's lots of tips on the website.
And is this aimed at Africans and the diasporans, or is it aimed at, for lack of a better word, the white people?
It's aimed at everybody. You know, it's aimed at just tourists, people that are interested and intrigued into, you know, Africa. I think obviously maybe you might attract a lot of diaspora because obviously I'm a diaspora and I might be talking their language, you know, they can relate to me, I guess. But it's aimed at everybody, everyone that wants to see Africa in a different light and not just what, you know, the usual media kind of portray Africa to be.
I guess safaris and jungles.
Exactly. And it's just so much more than that.
And huge plains and just famine. Okay, guys, we need to really step that up because that's just, as I said it,
but
I was
annoyed. It's down to us, though. It's down to us, you know, to set the narrative. It's down to us to tell people exactly what Africa is. And, you know, if we leave it to other people, they'll just rubbish it, I guess.
Bastardized, you know? For sure, 100%. So we need to control our own narrative.
Yeah.
So you got a name, My African Passport. What was your next steps? How are you building this brand? Can you speak more about that?
Oh gosh, it changed so much. I think in the first 2-3 years, I did not know what I was doing. One minute I was helping businesses, the one minute I was helping, you know, people that wanted to do business in Africa. One minute it was just kind of all over the place. Okay. I didn't know what I was doing. But then I thought, you know what, I'm not gonna think about kind of what other people want. I'm gonna think about what I want from it. And what I want from it is kind of knowing, how do I get there? What do I do when I'm there? You know, what's the exchange rates like? And that kind of thing. You know, how do I say hello to people when I get to a certain country? So just little basic things, but things that you can use anywhere in the world.
Right. And so you wanted to amass all that information and just put it on a platform where people have access to it.
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about a business model, though? I mean, how are you making this viable?
Yes. Yeah, so
does that make sense? The question.
Yeah,
I'm
no, definitely. Yeah. So, at the moment, what I'm making money from is obviously partnering with lots of different organisations, airlines, businesses, brands that want to get to the African market, or brands that want people to use their brands when they're on the African continent.
Right.
So there might be like telephone companies. Hotels, you know, I've had a good partnerships with them, and also promoting people's events and stuff out there.
Wow, walk me through that. Can you give me like maybe even a made up name if you don't want to be specific with any of your partners, but you know, name drop.
Well, I mean, I've already mentioned Airbnb, talk about them.
Okay, yeah. So how did that come to play?
Like, yeah, so that took about a year to even get that contract.
I mean, they're no small company. So
oh God, no.
For sure.
Yeah, do their research and stuff.
Did you approach them? Did they approach you?
No, I actually approached them because obviously I knew that they were developing, and I thought, oh my God, like this would be amazing in Africa. Like, you know, why don't people know about it? Especially in Sierra Leone. When I looked up Sierra Leonean properties on the Airbnb website, there was like maybe six.
Only six?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, how come? But obviously, you know, they probably weren't promoting to certain countries like Sierra Leone. And Sierra Leone, when it comes to tourism, I suppose they're not as advanced as people like South Africa and Kenya, because they put a lot of money and effort into tourism.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, this could be a good opportunity to support Airbnb, to you know, promote a bit more to Sierra Leone and any other countries that they don't have a lot of properties in. So I approached them,
right,
and they were like, yeah, let's have a meeting, let's talk about it. So we're back and forth for a while.
So this is via email, like approached the head?
I actually went to an Airbnb meetup that was taking place in London. And I said to them, oh, do you have like an Africa representative? Or, and like, yeah, we do, this is his email, got in contact with him, and yeah, started off from that.
Right, so what was it that they wanted and what was it that you wanted? And how does this partnership help from a financial, I'm going to speak money, because let's be honest, we're businesses out here.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite nice, especially for my audience, to know, okay, I do also travel a lot. I do enjoy, you know, ingraining myself with the local, you know, attractions. How can I do this as well and help, you know, or even just even come on your platform and help? I don't know what it is you want, but we'll speak about that a little bit later. So what does that partnership look like and who benefits more? Hopefully it's mutually, but anyway. Ade, stop talking, let Leanne talk.
No, what they wanted was obviously a bigger presence in Sierra Leone. So they wanted lots of landlords, I'd say. You know, obviously at that time they didn't have that many. So they wanted about 100 properties.
Wow, from 600?
Yeah.
That's not exactly... No, asking a lot, like, is it? I mean, geez, no. Asking for the world.
Yeah, so it was a lot of kind of PR...
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Radio shows, TV appearances, that
from
sort of thing.
From their side or
no,
yours?
That from my side.
Oh, wow.
That they wanted, yeah, they wanted to raise that awareness of Airbnb. So so that's what I did. So I went out to Sierra Leone for about 3 weeks. And I was just doing a lot of promotion for them, talking about them, my experience. Because obviously I've got a property on Airbnb as well in Sierra Leone.
Amazing.
So letting people know, you know, how they can benefit from it. Also letting people know how they can use it, going through the website with them, kind of upskilling them as well. The only issues that I saw was obviously the internet connection was a bit slow for some people. Some people didn't know how to use the internet. They might have properties but don't know how to use it. Other people have properties there, but they live abroad. They've got someone else managing for them over in Sierra Leone. So there's lots of different challenges. But now they've got over 100 properties on there.
Wow.
Which is good, yeah. So we did massive.
And that's definitely contributed because of you.
Yeah.
I mean, we can categorically can't we?
Yeah. I think because I was there for 3 weeks, and within those 3 weeks, they had like 48 already.
Right.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal, all because of your, a lot of it was PR and just getting the brand awareness.
Yeah. We did an advert as well for the radio jingles and stuff like that.
What?
So it was good.
Can I then ask contractually, what did you get out of it?
Money.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, so up front, you were saying if we're going to do X, Y, Z you.
Yeah, an issue that a lot of entrepreneurs have is a lot of people want you to do stuff for free.
Yes.
And with that one, I really had to kind of put up my case. Like, you know, I'm going out there, I'm going to be there for 3 weeks, running up and down, going to different places, signing people up, teaching people how to use the platform, that kind of thing. And I was like, you know, you've got to pay for that. That is my time. It's not like I'm on a day rate in the UK where it would have been crazy amount of money, but no, I'm going to, you know, to Sierra Leone where you could afford to pay me to do it. If someone else had to do it on your behalf from your company, you'd be paying them.
100%. So yeah, you fleshed out a contract.
Yeah.
And then you delivered, and you delivered, and then some.
Yeah.
And that's just a testament to Black Girl Magic, people. Leandia is the epitome of it. She's killing it. So the typical route then, insofar as like creating this, is to be a travel, like you're a travel consultant, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
And what's a typical route in?
Typical route in, I think just traveling, really. I think traveling, talking about it, knowing what you're talking about, and the willingness to be, to wanting to share this with people, to encourage people to go out there.
Okay.
You know, blogging's massive now. You know, everyone's talking about their adventures and stuff. So that's another route in. Obviously, you can work with airlines. That's another route in. There's a lot of people working with airlines in different capacities. Air hostesses, I don't know, in the headquarters as a pilot.
I'm curious, though. How did you qualify yourself?
I didn't qualify myself.
Oh, amazing.
I didn't. I think it's just a passion. I didn't have any travel qualifications. I didn't have a travel degree, you know.
Do you know what I mean? Like I mean this with no disrespect, because you know, I love my sisters. I mean, my mother, my sister, everyone around me is just phenomenal. But for a Black woman to step into, I guess, maybe a white male space to say, no, listen to me, I can help. Like, wow. I think that's all I really wanted. There's no real question, but for me to just say, once again, I'm in awe, man.
Yeah.
You're amazing.
I think I don't really kind of think about, oh my God, how am I going to get in? I think I just kind of just off the cuff, just do it anyway, instead of thinking about it too much. Because when you think about it too much, then you start thinking about, you know, having doubts and, oh, maybe I can't do it, or maybe I'm not good enough and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think with Airbnb, I just kind of just went off and be like, okay, why don't we do this? It was just an idea that just came. It wasn't like I thought about it well in advance. You know, I probably didn't even know what I was going to talk about before I even contacted them.
Right, gotcha. But you were persistent. I mean, like,
yeah.
Imagine from my listener's perspective, what advice would you give regarding that, like approaching airlines, approaching any partners that could, you know, financially afford for you to continue doing what it is you enjoy, which is traveling?
I think the advice I'd give is just not to wait around on it. Don't try and do a massive kind of template proposal and stuff. You know, what I honestly do is send an email, literally 2-3 sentences. Hi, I'm Leanne Day. I'm from African Passport. This is what we do. This is what we want to do for you. You know, who do I need to talk to? Who do I need to get in contact with? That's literally what I do in anything.
Amazing.
You know, so I try not to put too much thought and, you know, detail into everything, because at the end of the day, you don't want to waste your time in the first instance, you know, and then you don't want to waste your time in like writing such a massive proposal and no one gets back to you, and you don't want your waste of time by not doing it in the first place. So just 2-3 sentences, email lots of people, someone will get back to you.
There you go. No, I appreciate that. Any other practical tools, essential tools?
I think social media is massive. You know, do a lot of research on there. You'll be able to connect with brands easily, quickly.
What social media platforms are the best from a traveling perspective?
Oh, Instagram's really good.
Instagram, yeah?
Yeah, Instagram's really good.
Do you need any equipment? Like any hardware, anything specific?
Yeah, no. Obviously, I've got a camera, DSLR camera that I use. I use my phone a lot. My phone I use for everything, really. Writing emails, taking pictures, recording. Snapchat's quite good as well.
Okay.
Yeah, taking little kind of short videos and stuff, which is really cool. Live stories is a big thing. And so, yeah, those are mainly the massive platforms that I use on social.
And I guess what I'm going to ask, because I'm now looking at the time, acutely aware of your time, and I'm really grateful for it, is there anything that we haven't discussed insofar as if you think about it from an audience perspective, like, hey, Leandia is great. How can I almost emulate her? Obviously, I can't be her and I wouldn't do that. But is anything that you feel like is worth putting out there advice-wise?
Because we're speaking about practical tools. You're speaking about the sort of characteristics. Just do it. Don't think about it too much.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time, you know, trying to make it pristine.
Just do work.
Okay.
Just do work. Be productive. Yeah, just don't wait around. Don't waste time.
Can you be productive but in the wrong way? Because how do you know if it's not going to be work? It's not going to work out for you?
No, that's right? True. That's true. I think you need to have an idea of what you want to do. I mean, I don't have a business plan per se, but I do have certain things like, I don't know, like maybe in my notes, I have like an outline of what I want to do each year, each month for the business, where I want to get to. So that's quite important. I think setting goals is really important. That's been so good for me. And I know a lot of people don't, you know, feel like, oh, writing down a goal is productive, but it actually is, because it kind of focuses your mind. It makes you want to achieve it. And when you do tick it off, you're like, wow, I've done so much in the year I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
You know, and then looking back on stuff that I've done, as much as I might sit here today and think, oh God, I'm not doing much with the business, if I look back at what I've done and what I've ticked off, it's been quite a lot.
Are you proud?
No, definitely, definitely. But I do kind of kick myself in, like, you know, I could do so much more.
Yeah, well, we've got years ahead of us, fingers crossed. Now, I was going to literally let you not go. I want to ask you some rapid, quick fire questions, as I often do, just to close off. But are you, before I do, and again, yeah, I'm going to go into money here. Are you profitable as a business?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think if you talk about my time, then probably not. But I mean, yeah, we do make money out of it, and we don't have a lot of expenses. We don't have an office, you know, we don't have staff. We kind of work with people on an as and when basis, and it's always kind of through partnerships and stuff.
Right.
Or we pay freelancers for some work that it might do for us.
Right. Who's we?
Well, I just say we is like, you know,
because, yeah, no, I appreciate that. No, honestly, that is something I need to start doing. You should hear some of my intros. I go I, then I go we, yeah, and I'm like, what a minute, what's going on? Okay, so I normally finish off with some light fire questions.
Yeah.
And your answers don't have to necessarily be quick.
Yep.
But let's try and make them quick.
Yeah.
So if you could give a TED talk about anything other than your profession, mm-hmm, so traveling and whatnot, what would it be about?
God.
You need to explain yourself.
I think it'll be about like trusting him, you know, in whatever you want to do. Just believing in him and knowing that it will work out. And there's been situations where I've been in and, oh my God, as soon as I pray, it just all falls into place. So, and I just really believe in that. Like, there's been times when I was younger, when I was had my first property and stuff, like literally I'd be on like my last £20 and he'll just pull through somehow and really? I'll be okay. So yeah.
I mean, I think there's something to be said, by the way, guys. Like, Leandro is our age. Well, I say our age, I actually don't know what your age is, listeners. But she's a millennial, and to say the least, the fact that you've got a property in of itself is phenomenal. And the fact that you've come from humble beginnings. I don't like that rags to riches story, but you know, you are a testament of, you put your mind to it, you work hard, it'll come through. Sorry, these are meant to be a quick fire questions. What would you spend your last £5 on?
Food. Dessert, to be specific, actually.
What dessert?
Oh God, any dessert with cream in it.
Jeez! You're not even lactose intolerant.
No. Oh my, if I was, I'd die.
Okay, any dessert with cream. Because it's Blacticulate, Black Action Articulate, I'm often quite intrigued about words.
Yeah.
What is your most hated English word in the dictionary if you have one?
I don't
one?
Think I have one, you know.
Okay.
Most hated word. Are there any words to hate?
I had answers in the past like moist and stuff like that.
Oh my God. They should make a grime dictionary or something.
The way you rolled your eyes. Okay, I'll move on. And before I ask my penultimate question, who springs to mind when we say the word success for you?
Who pops to mind? My mum, definitely. I think when I've grown up, I've always looked up to her, and my dad as well. You know, she's like struggled for about 12 years trying to get into politics. And people didn't believe in her. They didn't believe in her mentality. Obviously, she, you know, she was coming over to Africa with a different, you know, perspective on things, and people didn't like that. So you know, she still worked at it, and she's pulled through, and now she's an MP after like 12 years. So
that's phenomenal, definitely. Man,
I don't know, with me, when I was younger, I never really kind of looked up to celebs. It was always kind of the media people around me. And obviously, you know, my parents were the first people around me, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And your brothers and sisters, I mean, your brother,
yeah,
sorry.
My brothers, exactly.
They're killing it as well, aren't they?
They've all been successful, exactly, yeah. So, which is good. I think success, everyone, it depends on you, what you think success is. You know, you can't really compare your success to someone else's. Everyone is different. There'll be people looking at me thinking, oh, you've had such a successful life, you know, but then I'm sure they've probably done the same in a different context. So,
okay. So this is a question I love asking everyone, and I'm gonna start using it, chopping up as video reels. So I hope you don't mind. Question I'm gonna ask you, Leande, is how would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to remember the someone that gave back to her country. I think since I was growing up, because I saw my parents always sending back home, helping people back home, I've had that mentality where I always want to give back. Back home, back to my country. So I'd want people to remember me for actually, you know, helping Sierra Leone in some way, somehow, to develop it, to raise awareness of it, get people going there and experience it just like I have.
To be honest with you, I can't imagine you haven't already. The very fact with this even Airbnb partnership, from 6 properties all the way to 100.
Yeah.
It's testament that you are doing positive and you're killing it.
Yeah. Funny enough, actually, I actually won an award the other day about, services to tourism. I know, right? But no, but I actually appreciated that, really, because at least people are recognising what I'm trying to do. Even though it might not be much, a little drop in the ocean, you know, I don't have a massive budget for it, but, you know, I appreciated that.
Amazing. So how can we find you on the World Wide Web? And when we do, is there anything specific you want us to say, to reach out, to help you with?
Okay, so the website is www.myafricanpassport.org. And what I say is, like, you know, anyone out there who wants to talk about their journeys across Africa, let us know. We're willing to share it on our platform. And yeah, just keep on traveling.
So brilliant. And I assume regardless of race, gender.
Yeah.
Okay. If they've traveled to Africa and have got unique experiences, they should definitely give
positive experiences.
Positive.
You know, it's really important to keep it positive because we've got enough negativity around.
Yeah, no, 100%. Guys, as always, I'll put anything we did discuss, links and resources, in the description in the show notes on our website and our YouTube channel. Leande, I can't stress enough how amazing it was to just, you know, get another chance to have a conversation. Yeah. And we'll definitely be looking out for how My African Passport proceeds and goes bigger.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
And by all means, also do let us know who else we can get in touch, because your family just look like the black excellence. We never talked about your brother being a footballer, but
and the radio show.
And the radio show.
Hey guys, thanks very much for listening to this vodcast. I believe that's what it's called now, video and podcast. Or is it vidcast? Video podcast. Either way, we really appreciate you listening. And if you have any feedback whatsoever, anything good, anything that can make us better, please do leave it in the comment section below. Also, you can get all the info, all the links, all the resources we speak about in the description below. And last but not least, if you are someone who can teach us how you do what it is you do, because Blacktickulate is all about empowering and upskilling the community, then please get in touch too. Thanks, guys. You're the best. And stay tuned for another episode.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.